the meeting.
You're welcome. Any apologies?
Good morning, Chairperson, honourable members, colleagues and guests. We received how many apologies? Four apologies from today's meeting. It's Mr. Kwankwa, Mr. Khale, Mr. Sarupen, and Mr. Komani. Thank you.
Let's note both apologies. Honourable members, the main item that we need to deal with now is the consideration and adoption of committee's draft report. We've got a draft report. Perhaps before we even go to it, what the secretary usually does is, after having drafted the report, he takes it to National Treasurer just to make sure that the way he has captured the proceedings, especially as they relate to the bill, they are correct. Remember, this is when the process of making law, so there can't be ambiguity when it comes to law. So that he has done, and there's a report which they gave. There are some big changes which they are making an insertion. I don't know whether they want to take us through that before we consider the report.
Thank you, Chairperson. I've given the report to next to our colleagues in National Treasury, and they made some minor technical changes, Chairperson. There are not too many changes. I don't know if you want us to go everything, or maybe we can use this report because I made enough copies for everybody, and we go place by place, and then we can also see the changes which Stephen proposed. I don't know, Chair.
Let's do that. You'll guide us. I'll go page by page. Or remember, if there's something you see, please say so. And then Darren is disputing the comments made by National Treasury. So as we come to them, we'll then insert those changes on the draft report that we received. Okay, Darren. So on page one, Darren, you indicate when we get into the page which is covered in the report from National Treasury. Yes. Okay. When we get to page 12, then we'll have to look at that. Obviously, the Queen's language will be dealt with as we finalize the report. Okay, Derek? Thank you. Or remember, it's your report on page one. If there's anything that you want to change on page one. On page two. Okay, page one.
Thank you, Chair. Just clarity, right, the last line is the word that is stretched out before the finger. Allocation by of and the other pages too. I think there's one or two where it's lines through. I'll be accepting that it's intended to be removed.
Okay, let's leave the English part of it. That will be dealt with. So when you come to page 12, I think that's where you said that we I still want to even look at these treasury people, a number of people also. They are not English people. But we'll see how we deal with that. It's not the main thing. So let's deal with the subjective issues which may appear. Okay. Page one. Yes.
Just want to clarify, sorry, the report that we received on email and the one we are in front of now, is what is the difference? Because remember, I highlight certain things on the report and I read that. So if I have something in front of me that I have no notes on, then I don't know why, what is the difference of this one. If you can tell me, then I would know. Between what I've got and what I've got now in front of me, what I achieved and what I've got now in front of me.
That is, Honorable Joseph has just asked whether the report that we are having here, this one, is the same report that was sent to us in the email. The same one. So the notes. So the comments that you made in the draft still are relevant to this one. So on page one, page two, page three, page four, page three, yes.
Just clarity on that page three, the second last paragraph.
Yes, reprioritization.
On that figure, 289, the one is scratched out, so is that a correction by National Treasury? Just want to confirm that.
So, which one is three?
9.2.
So 39.2 is scratch. That's fine. Page 4. Mm-hmm. 5. Mm-hmm. Page 5, Honorable Peter.
And you mentioned so
specific
half
and
grant. Yes. I just don't understand. The second bullet, to be used and to be used, was the tool to be used, or because for me there's no change. It's to be used and to be used stretched out.
Yeah, there's a repetition there.
What's the repetition? Oh, okay.
The stretch out.
Okay.
That was page 5, page 6. Page 7, page 8, page 9, Honorable Judges, I'm also giving you a chance to cross-reference to us. Water boards or water things, sports, just to make sure, just check that, but it should be waterboards. As to what they said is something else. So we must record what they said there. Page 9. Now, 11. So did you say that the changes that which are material? Let's see. Do you want to talk to them?
Thank you, Honorable Chairman. Honorable members, the changes that have been suggested by the Treasury are on the filing, basically based on all the engagements that we had with the different stakeholders. We try to summarize all of the big findings on this, but then they will submit it to Treasury. I will go straight to where they made the, like, for example, the changes. Like, when you started page 11 on 8.2, finding 8.2, originally what we were saying is that the committee welcomes the 310 million that will be reduced from the indirect grants to provinces due to projected underspending of 40 million from the school infrastructure, the group grant, 230 million from the personal services component of the NHI, 10 million from the non-personal services component of the NHI, 30 million rand from the healthy facility revitalization grant of the NHI indirect grant. The committee is also of the view that funds must be shifted from underspending programs in order to allow these funds to be used in other key government programs. However, the committee is very concerned about the continued underspending on infrastructure grants like the school infrastructure backlog grant. In particular, when you consider the backlog that needs to be addressed in various schools infrastructure projects. The committee is of the view that there is a need for collaborative effort by the National Department of Basic Education and Provincial Department of Basic Education in order to ensure that school infrastructure grants are spent speedily in order to address the known infrastructure backlogs in schools, with particular reference to schools in rural areas. Furthermore, the committee is concerned by the underspending on infrastructure backlogs because there seems to be no plan to improve in this grant, and to improve spending in this grant, there has been a reduction in the grant for the past 3 financial year, which committee raises concern during those periods. The committee will therefore continue to monitor the implementation of this grant. And the National Treasury is saying, Honourable Members, there has been a reduction in previous, but there was an additional 3 billion in the MTAF for sanitation and water infrastructure. This grant is also performing much better. If you look at the previous report, Honourable Members, the MTPP report, in particular the Division of Revenue Amendment Fees report, for the past 3 financial years running, the committee made findings on the school's infrastructure plan. But National Treasury seems to suggest that because on the budget allocation there was an increase of 3 billion, then we can't say there is a reduction. But I'm of a different view from this suggestion, because when you deal with the medium-term budget, if a grant underspends, you can't say then by February when you allocate money and then you say now we have added 3 billion on the total amount, so the grant, there is no reduction. But if we continue to take money out of this grant during the medium-term budget, then there is a problem, and then there is a reduction in the grant, whether now in February we are going to add money or not. But once you allocate money in this grant and you take it during the medium-term budget because you are underspending, it's a problem. That is why, for me, I said, okay, it's okay, we will discuss with Honorable Members. Because Honorable Members, remember, National Treasury, as much as we also like them to comment on this thing, they are the ones who are taking this money. So they wouldn't want to be seen as... So some of the changes they suggest, the committee must take a decision whether we agree with it or not, because they are the affected party. They make the decisions on the shifting of money. They are conflicted. Mm-hmm. That's why I wouldn't say, because if it's a finding mm-hmm. that is repeatedly coming on the report, on the adjusted division of revenue bill every year, then it's a problem to me. I don't know.
So, we are looking at this current year, and there's understanding on that. Fact, yes, it's a fact. Last year, there was understanding on this grant. Fact, yes. Irrespective whether it was 20 rand or 30 rand, there was understanding. So continuously they are understanding, irrespective of the size of the grant. I think that's a fact. Other members, can I hear you? Because they've been understanding, right? So you allocate money because there are things that need to be done based on the budget that they give you and so on. And then they understand. So I think we need to accept what we have recorded. That they have been understanding, and that's our concern. That year in, year out, they have been understanding on this program. Can I hear honourable members, honourable Joseph, honourable Peters, honourable Kaiso?
Chairperson, I support the highlighting of this. I think member Peters even referred to there are so many schools still with pit toilets and all those other basic things that is not in schools, and yet they are spending. They're not. So I'm not sure where the focus is at the school. At schools, what is the focus? If it's technology or broadband, or you know, is it sanitation? I think maybe as a committee, we might include that maybe next year as an oversight to specifically some of these areas where there's education concerns being raised now. Thank you.
I think, Chairperson, we should speak to what is here on the draft report, irrespective of what National Treasury says. We take note of those things, but we cannot run away from the fact that there has been a consistent under-expenditure. It might actually even contribute to a bigger under-expenditure, the fact that they even increase. So the issue of capacity in the provincial department as well as national department of basically station to spend this money, I don't think Treasury can tell us not to be concerned.
Oral Kaiso?
No, Honourable Chairperson, I think I'm covered by Honourable Tipuwa that we should not be diplomatic about this area. We are a committee, we take our decision and consider what is actually the essence of the thrust of the report, but in as far as what being outlined here.
Agreed. Can you proceed? Is there any other thing that you?
Yes. So, which means, Honourable Chairperson, if I get the committee, we are going to stick to our point on that one.
Yeah. Okay.
8.2, Honourable Members. 8.3, sorry, on page 12. We're saying the committee is concerned by the 445.5 million reduction from local government and additional grant due to projected underspending of 185 million from the regional bulk infrastructure grant, 250 million from the integrated national electrification program by ESCOM, 10 million from the municipal system improvement grant. The committee's concerns emanate from the fact that local government is at the phase of service delivery, and continued reduction in this grant will surely have negative impact on the level of service delivery that these grants were expected to address. The committee feels strongly that National Treasury, the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, that was what our original must collaboratively provide assistance to municipalities who are consistently underspending on these grants in order to improve service delivery. The committee is of the view that instead of the continuing budget cut on this grant by National Treasury, National Treasury should assist these municipalities in developing plans on how to improve spending on these grants in order to improve service delivery. What they changed here, what they are suggesting, Honourable Members, is that the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, still called Department of Cooperative Government, you don't put the traditional affairs. So that's the minor thing. But the trust, honorable members here, of this point is that National Treasury, they allocate these grants every year. And the chances are the municipalities that are continuously underspending on these grants, even next year they will underspend. So which means National Treasury, it's quick, it's just a PR exercise from National Treasury, because if they look for a point to shift funds, it's quick to just go to the non-countries, to the municipalities that's consistently underspend. But rather than always taking money from these municipalities, National Treasury must just come up with a plan how to support these municipalities to spend this grant. But what they've changed is just the traditional affairs. It will just remain octa. Thank you, Chairperson.
But what? Okay, that's one, the one that they've changed. But what the point they're making is
we are saying instead of the continued cut, like if you look at the last point, Chairperson. The committee is of the view that instead of the continued budget cuts on this grant by National Treasury, National Treasury should assist these municipalities in developing plans on how to improve spending on this grant in order to improve service delivery.
My layman interpretation of this would be, if there is, of course, allegation that the Treasury would have their own reserves, their own reserves in a very smart way. You take money on a computer, you keep that in that particular payment on the money. In the name of allocation, knowing fully well that they are not going to perform. At a particular point in time, you would be saying you have not spent, and therefore we are reducing that particular payment, getting zero sum. But during the budget day, it would have been assumed that that particular municipality has been allocated something. Now, what school was it that it says now? Through this process?
No, Ustifiso.
Okay. Ustifiso, yes. What Ustifiso is actually saying in this document, check, is that Treasury, we are not impressed by the PR exercise of your year to year allocation, because we know down the line you still go to reduce. Continue allocating, but make members ways of seeing to it that the money is correct better through capacitation and all.
Thank you. So we leave as is,
yes.
Except for the co-opting.
Chairperson, I think there's an end between National Treasury and the Department of Corporate Development. There's an end, A and D, between them.
Thank you. Honorable Judges.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to prepare that when we say, of course, we refer to the part of National Treasury and corporate governance, but when we say National Treasury should assist these municipalities, we should also then shift the responsibility, not shift, but to also make the department of COPTA or governance, what we call it, also responsible, and not just National Treasury, to ensure that the plans are developed. So it's also the department that is responsible, not just National Treasury. We should just say then National Treasury and should assist, and that department that's
I'll call it COPTA
or corporate governance, I'm not sure
what that is. You see the last sentence in the paragraph also include COPTA.
Yeah.
Any other thing on page 12? The last point.
Honourable members, on 8.4 on page 12, we are saying here the committee welcomes the rollover funds for the indirect regional bank infrastructure grant of 241.9 million, which will be used for the emergency vile river system pollution remediation intervention. However, the committee is of the view that if the user pay principle is applied universally, the National Treasury must identify those responsible for polluting the river vile, the vile river, and those individual organizations must be held accountable. So, National Treasury seems to suggest that, or is suggesting that, or let me start by the point itself. We are saying, honorable members, if you remember the engagement with National Treasury, there was also a point which was mentioned about the dam in Hammanskraal, where they say the honorable member from Gauteng asked to say, but if you are giving money to the Vaal River system, what are you saying about the people in Hammanskraal who are drinking water from the polluted dam there? And then the understanding is that, okay, this is an emergency that was declared, and then different stakeholders from government were called together to solve the problem. But the challenge is that there is no document that has come out to say from the investigation, whether from Treasury or who is responsible for polluting that dam, the file dam. So now, if you don't know, you are likely that because there are allegations, then even on the media, that maybe the big companies closer to Vaal, they are putting chemicals there, they are dumping stuff there. So, but we are saying National Treasury, before you pump money, we understand it's an emergency thing, that must, but when you pump money, just try to check who is responsible for this thing, so that when you identify the culprit, you can also call them to say, but this is your problem, and then come to board. Let's solve this problem. But General Treasury is suggesting that we shouldn't say that those responsible for polluting the river and those individual organizations must be held accountable. Instead, it says, in this case, it is the municipality that caused the pollution as its poorly maintained sewer system is overflowing, which means they are suggesting that we must just remove that those who are responsible, because they just seem to know that it's solely it's the municipality that is the culprit in this case. So it's up to you, honorable members, what you want us to take here.
I don't agree with what the Treasury is trying to suggest. I think they're trying to manage us now here. There's nothing funny that what the report is saying, including having, because we have not had any concrete report out of what is happening at Valerie. In terms of pollution there. So it can't be preempted, preemptive approach to say, let's not say this and blame municipality. We don't have that report as to the entire pollution at Vaal River. So let us leave it as it is contained or contextualized here in the report. Thank you.
Honourable Peters.
Chairperson, I think we should go back to the presentation made by National Treasury to this committee. In the presentation, they do make reference to the fact that pollution in the Vaal River are primarily caused by dysfunctional water treatment works in the Mpuleni local municipality. It's mentioned by name. And they indicate where the money is going to. They say the money is intended to refurbish three existing wastewater treatment works, to optimize the operation of 37 critical pump stations, repair and unblock mains of 9 pump stations, and replace the remaining 28 pump stations that have reached the end of their useful life, and to ensure continuity in the operations and maintenance. And they also, and it was public knowledge that the SNDF was sent to the fund. And they also give us an indication that some of the money would be reimbursing the SNDF for their efforts, So we can't as a committee now come and say we don't know. We have been informed by National Treasury. So we have not gone there to see, but we are informed. So I think we should not take the information selectively. They have informed us that it is the municipality, but we can enrich that to say, for the municipality to have arrived at this point, there's a need for public education for those who are responsible for politics, but also use in your own statement the user pay principle to force those companies that are polluting also to pay. So over and above that which the municipality has failed to maintain over the years, we should then emphasize the need for companies to also contribute. And the other thing is, maybe let's leave it there. It would not be part of the committee thing, it would be using.
No. Thank you very much, Chair. No, I think I'm covered by both speakers, because I wanted to speak on the issue of the Environmental Management Act. It's on the polluter pays principle. So, but I think, like Comrade Kajet said, as much as the municipality is identified, there might be other polluters. So I think it's imperative that we leave it as is, so that further investigation can happen to identify those that are not caught or have been identified. Because also, like Comrade Peter is saying, I wanted to suggest that maybe we get a progress report on the progress made in terms of rehabilitation of the river system, particularly on the infrastructure that was causing pollution from the municipalities. Because Comrade Peter is correct, at last count, there was over 500,000 that was set aside to fix the pollution, particularly the infrastructure that is responsible for throwing polluted water into the river system. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Chavez, Honourable Sheikh, welcome.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to suggest a solution because we have been informed, and part of the reports must indicate that there's been some people or organizations being identified. So I just want to suggest that the word identify be replaced with ensure. Of course, then it goes further and it deals with individuals or organizations. And the organization can also be them in any municipality. So if we just change identify to ensure, change the word, then it actually covers. It covers companies, individuals, organizations, and the National Treasury must ensure that they are accountable, whoever it is. So for me, then, if we change that word, it still includes what we want to say. Thank you. The last sentence, change the word identify with ensure.
Last
in the National Treasury must identify the National Treasury must ensure. That's what I'm saying. Then we are still inclusive of whatever we want to say in that sentence.
Honourable Sheikh?
Chair, first of all, allow me to apologize. I mean, the other meeting there with the women and police and things. But I just thought, Chair, what we've established in terms of the weaknesses that we found, should we not ensure that one of our recommendations should be that there must be consequence management? Because underspending appears to have impact on one department at the expense of the other. So I'm not sure whether we should not include that as part of our recommendations.
I think we'll agree with that.
Jefferson, I think in the summary should say over and above the damage that is said to have been made or caused by the lack of maintenance by inputting. I think over and above that we are then saying the user pay because principle must be applied. Chairperson, in the very report, there's an indication of the progress, because Honorable Matapa says we must be given progress report. It says progress is being made on the intervention, and 5 pump stations have been optimized, 24 manholes have been unlocked. In the Sebokeng wastewater treatment where the primary sedimentation tanks have been dislodged and repaired. But work at Liu Kim and Rip Spray plants and the bulk and rising mains have not yet commenced. Airfax, a specialist publicly owned waterways company, has been appointed in August 2019 for the implementation of major capital works. So I want us to avoid a situation where there would be a pattern of force between us and National Treasury, because in the full documentation they do give the progress report. You are correct, Honorable Makafa, there's about 215 million or so that has been put into the budget of MPULA. But I would really, because this brings to the fore the issue that we have discussed with the committee about the consistent lack of maintenance and investment on the renewal of our infrastructure and what it will then later cost. Let me leave it there.
I think the let's agree with what Honorable Peter is saying, right? It's there in the report, but saying on top and above of that, that's also what we also need, because it's common knowledge that big companies are big pollutants in that place, and they get away with any taking any responsibility. So that's why we should continue and say, they call it negative externalities, this pollution that they make there. That and the companies usually get away, and we end up paying for them, and they make super profits. So I think the ensuring part of it should also capture that. Honorable Sheikh was talking about the recommendations, right? That I just want us to keep Honorable Sheikh's. I think we can't argue against that. That's what we've all been complaining about, that there are all these things, but there are no consequences. So let's be very bold and underline the consequence management or lack thereof. That what you realize is not there, but there should be. I think that's what Honorable Sheikh is saying, and we can't agree more with him. Honorable Sheikh?
Yes, Chair, I just wanted to add that if the consequence management and report to this committee on what necessary steps have been taken, so that we get a report, you know, periodically as to what is going on in terms of things.
You got to that. Please, speak to.
Thank you, Chair. The reporting part is covered by National Treasury through the Section 32 reports, which we get on a quarterly basis. So that's where they report on under expenditure, etc. So
that's just hold. There's no harm in us putting it in here. There's no harm in where they're going to report. We're very explicit that we need to report on the progress or lack thereof as far as consequence management is concerned. So let's have it.
Thank you, Chairperson. What I want to suggest that the point about consequence management we included in, we made another additional point under 9.2 as a recommendation, that the committee recommends that the Minister or the DG ensure that consequence management is applied. So it should be, I would suggest it becomes 9.2, a separate point under the recommendation, because when the member were raising at the time, you were still busy with the findings. Now we should be now
two
recommendations.
Done. Then we'll include that. Yeah. That's fine. Doctor.
I'm sorry to come in on this discussion. Just on equip four, I was wondering if the term user pay is the correct term to use in this situation. Because that presumes that people have the right to do a certain action. So on a toll road, the user pay principle applies. In terms of polluting a river, that is something that shouldn't be allowed in the first place. And so we basically say that there should be consequences for polluters and people who do things that are unlawful. But if we use the term user pay, it may be maybe implied to assume that we say as long as you pay you can pollute.
Okay. I think it's a valid point. So tell us, just craft a sentence for us.
I haven't actually thought through.
Okay, why do you say those who are guilty of polluting should be held liable for their transgression? Yeah, yeah, okay. Because they are breaking certain laws.
The polluter pay principle must be applied. Yeah. Something like that.
Not necessarily pay to be held, because he may even have to go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So must be held. Yes, Doc?
Just to be clear, I'm saying that we shouldn't actually use the user pays principle in this case because it's not applicable.
Yeah, we accept that. That's why we say the polluter should be held liable for their actions, right? While Darren is still busy with that, I like the pink on my left. Yeah. Okay, honorable members, just some quickly, can we go to 8.2, 8.2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, right? Starts on 7, that sentence. However, the committee is very concerned about the continued understanding on infrastructure. Am I right? Okay. Then let's go down from there to 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. And then the sentence starts by the committee is of the view that there is a need recorded by the National Department of Basic Education and Provincial Department of Education in order to ensure that school infrastructure grants is spent speedily in order to address the known infrastructure backlog. Got that? Yeah. Okay. Furthermore, I wanted to check this one. Furthermore, the committee's concerned by the under expenditure, or I will consent. I will consent by consent of. Consent by. Accused. Okay. Okay. And then 8.3. The committee's concerns emanate. Okay? It's concerns. Yeah, in 8.3, the sentence starting, the committee's concerns should be emanate. Take off the S. Yeah, okay. And then the last sentence, the committee's of the view that instead of the continued budget cuts on these grants by National Treasury. National Treasury should assist these municipalities in developing plans on how to improve spending in order to improve service delivery. Take out those on these grants. You know that we are talking about these grants. The second on these grants. It's a tautology of some sort. Agreed? Okay, just wanted to make those little changes. Is there another thing? Yes.
I just want to ask, Chair, you will guide me if I'm maybe going off on a tangent. This report incorporates all those that responded to the order. Some of them made substantial presentations. So I don't see any input where we refer to their contribution, because they made some sweeping statements to say local government is underfunded. So on and so forth. So I think maybe it's proper that as a committee we'll respond to some of the issues that they raise. I'm not sure if it's necessary that we consider everyone who made input, because according to my observation, it's only FALCA that is not referred to in the document.
Good. Thank you, Chairperson. The SALGA submission focused on the MDPPS in its entirety and not on the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill. You will see they talk about MTEF allocations, not about the adjustments in this particular bill. So SALGA's comments will be incorporated into that bill, the MDPPS report. I mean, into the report on the MDPPS.
So, Honourable Sheikh, just on this point, but we need to reflect that there was SALGA who appeared in front of us, right? Irrespective of what they say, even if we make the point that they raised MTPS issues, right, which reflected the MTPS, because as far as they were concerned, remember they've been invited to come and make their submissions as far as the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill is concerned. Okay.
Thanks, Chair. No, they were invited for the MTPPS, Chairperson. Not for this particular law.
Okay. I think that in that case, sufficient.
And Chairperson, remember in our joint meeting with the Select Committee, there was an agreement on a point that was raised by Honorable Karim, that you find that the submission that we get on these processes, and then the responsibility of the staff is we will not locate where, on which report will it so, rather than just saying because they've appeared, you might find that there are people who appear and they don't understand the processes they talk about, but we must locate where does that contribution fit in on the reports, on the three reports that we need to produce. I just wanted to remind you.
So you are agreeing with the report as is. Okay. No, that's fine. I think I am covered. Honourable members, Honourable Sheikh?
Yeah, I can on 8.3, I think when we take on the fact that the overdraft 1.03 for line 5, 8.3,
yeah.
Did we not say, the company concern emanates, you take it up here,
yes.
The fact that the overdraft would be at the coal base of services in the market. And then we go to line 7.
Could say.
And then observers believe that these ground rates.
Come again?
On line 7.
Yeah. That these grants is an SEC. Yes. Okay. Thank you. You got that. Right.
And then on 8.4,
okay.
8.4. The committee welcomes the role.
The committee welcomes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. There's an S there. Okay, thank you. Okay. That brings us to the end of the report. Can I move for the adoption of the report due to the corrections and amendments that we have just included? Honorable Sheikh?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the
report. Seconder?
I second the
Can we adopt the report? Yes, thank you so much, Honorable members. The report. Honorable Chavez, want to say something?
Chairperson, yes, I think that point that we agreed that must come in on conscious management, that is for a long history in government, that influenced me and my colleague that is not here not to support the report.
I'm
just repeat, Honorable Jones, please.
accept the point that the committee accepted or adopted about consequences management, which is a long history in government, influenced myself and my colleague that put in the policy not to support.
Okay, that's fine. But I just want to understand. Are you against the addition of the point which says there should be consequence management? What exactly are you saying?
I'm saying that is the reason why, the main reason why I'm not supporting the report. What do you mean?
Chairperson, I think there's a difference here. The Honourable Joseph, probably in the debate in the House, they could go and raise the. But the report here is a reflection of the work that the committee has done. And Honourable Joseph, as well as Honourable Sampen, who is unfortunately not yet, were part of it. Unless you would want to say on the matter that is related to this, there is something else. But all of the Joseph has been participating even in the drafting of the report. And I don't understand in saying that we should rather not have a report in Parliament for the main assembly, because we are taking the report to the assembly. What you say in the assembly and what you do about your party now accepting the report is different from the committee output. Thank you.
Honourable Sheikh.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I can understand what Honourable Joseph is saying, that there hasn't been consequence management. And it is for that purpose we have now put in a specific clause there, that there has to be consequence management plus a report to this committee periodically as to what you are doing. So basically speaking, what we are saying, we are dealing with the challenges of consequence management previously. And it is for that reason I would imagine that we should be fully supporting it. But it's up to Honourable Joseph to decide. But I think we covered it in terms of that.
Honourable Joseph?
Yeah, thank you, Chair, for the responses. I then accept that I'm part of the report. That's fine. We will deal with the other issues at another level.
Thanks. It's like the minutes. The report is a reflection of what transpired here, and obviously issues and so on as to what you take on other things. But that it is a reflection of what transpired and what we said in the report in the committee. So can you then record that we accept the report and it's carried as a true reflection of our interaction with the matter, Division of Revenue Amendment Bill 2019. Thank you for that clarification. Honourable members, why don't we take a quick break? We'll be coming in. DPMP is coming back. You remember that they were here last week and we requested them to come. So they are coming. The minister and the DG are coming.
Why do you become modest?
Yeah. Who
told you send
them? No, it's not a room shake, it's not me. No, that's fine. They called me and the discussion with them, I said, no, that's fine, let them come here. So I don't need to repeat what the discussion that I had with them. So the minister, as you said, the minister and the DG are coming and they will be addressing us on the issues that they are supposed to. Thank you very much. Can we please take a break when they come in? We'll reconvene.
Chair, can I be excused? I need to be part of that meeting, that joint meeting with all the different committees, with police and women, and it's about the gender-based violence particularly.
Okay, please, there's something I just want to check with you before you leave. Okay, that's fine. You'll be excused.